It's just a real somber entrance.
So sad.
Sad.
So
this is the end.
This is the end.
Adele sings in the distance.
I was gonna say, just like that terrible movie starring like 20 male comedians.
I never watched that.
Me neither. I've seen GIFs.
Yeah.
Which is the same, right? Basically, it's the same thing. Watching it, seeing GIFs.
I mean, at this point. There's a ton of movies I've basically watched just because I've seen the GIFs of it. Anyway, welcome back to It's 2 a.m. I'm Chad.
I'm Grace.
We're somber.
Yeah, if we seem a little down, it's because we are. Because this is it, guys. We've had our fun. We've had some laughs. We've had some tears.
Tears? Who was crying?
You know, everyone. On the inside.
On the inside.
We had some hailstorms.
Yeah, we had a lot of behind the scenes incidents.
If this were the Oscars, we'd play a montage right now.
Yeah, of who died, but really it would just be a montage of how many times I've thrown up off mic.
Just Chad rushing to the bathroom.
Yeah, I really should start like a Tumblr for like inside trivia, like they have on
for
IMDb.
Facts.
Yeah, because they don't have an IMDb for podcasts, and you could like put in the trivia.
Yeah, do they have an IMDb for podcasts?
I don't know. Maybe I should look
like,
into
is
that.
There...
Well, I mean, it's a little late to look into it, but I can still do it anyway.
Mm-hmm. We'll just do season one facts.
Yeah.
Classic.
So today we're just doing things that we forgot to talk about.
Yeah, we're going to end on a high note, and we're just going to talk about a bunch of random stuff that we forgot to talk about before.
Which is almost every episode.
So welcome to that.
Yes. So what do we want to start with? I mean,
let's start with the search party, because I know we've been wanting to talk about that one for a while, and to be honest, I don't know if it ever really even fit into any of the other episodes we talked about.
Maybe ensemble cast? Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, out of any of them, but I feel like it really, it's just such a unique experience on its own.
It's very true, especially season two.
Season two was wild. It's really wild.
I still need to watch the very last episode of season two. I keep forgetting.
Oh, you haven't seen that?
No. See, the thing is I was going to watch it, and the day I was going to watch it, I was watching on demand, and I watched the episode right before the finale, and I was like, ooh, all right. So I was about to go into the last episode. And of course, you know, On Demand had to be a son of a bitch and was just like, oh, this episode isn't available.
Oh, no.
I was like, why? And it was just like, there was literally no reason why it wasn't available. It was just like, man, it's not available. Like, I could see it. It was just like,
no, I see it. It's right there.
Yeah. And they were just like, eh, I can't play it. And I'm like,
nope.
Okay.
Like, can't find it. Sorry. No, it's right in front of you. No, I don't. I can't. I can't find it. I'm so sorry.
It was really more or less just like, hey, if you want to watch this, pay $2.99.
That's literally me at the store. Customers are like, where's this item? I'm like, I don't know. They're like, isn't that right there? No.
If you would like assistance, pay $2.99.
Please pay me $2.99.
Buy my silence.
Give me $2.99 to talk to you.
I love that. I love doing that to my mom, just being like, buy my silence.
Oh my god.
Just talk for an exorbitant amount of time. It's like, will you be quiet? It's like, buy my silence.
what was it, like $6,000 a month?
No, I'm way more expensive than that.
Oh, okay. Well, for, that's...
For silence? For pure silence? You're going to have to pay me a lot of money.
Wow, that is a fun fact about Chad.
I wonder if... I mean, there is this particular friend of ours. I would wonder how much it would cost to buy his silence.
Infinite amounts of money.
I don't know. I will start a GoFundMe page for that.
Ugh, Chad, that could describe so many of our friends. Like, I know which one you're talking about, but also...
anyway, search party. So, yeah. I mean, we're... Both, I would say we're both fans of Aaliyah Shawkat.
Mm. Oh, yeah. No, I would go so far as to say that I am living a fantasy in my head that she and I are married. I love her so much. I've loved her since Arrested Development. And now she's doing literally the most bizarre stuff you've ever seen. I feel like she just seeks out the weirdest things.
But I love when actors I like do that, because Evan Rachel Wood is kind of like that too, where she kind of only does like indie stuff. Well, I mean, she's on like Westworld now.
Westworld, yeah.
But before that, she doesn't do a lot of mainstream stuff. She usually does like indie things because that's more of what she. I think she said in an interview once where it's like, that's where the more interesting things to do are.
Mm-hmm.
Which I can agree with.
Oh, yeah.
And
then now she's getting that sweet, sweet HBO money.
I know. Because that's where it's at, honestly.
Yeah, true, true.
I want that sweet, sweet HBO money.
HBO, at us, please. Now that we're getting this canceled, we can definitely pitch an HBO show.
Yeah, I mean, they have that Dope Girls thing. I mean, they start out as a podcast.
Dope Girls? Oh, Two Dope Queens.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant.
Oh, they also just give Pod Save America their own show.
Really?
A bunch of white dudes, yeah.
Like, we need more white dudes on TV.
I know, right? Except I do listen to the one guy's podcast, but he's the gay one, so I get a pass for that.
I get a pass?
I get a pass for listening to a white man if he's gay. Yeah, no, Search Party, I didn't know... I feel like I didn't know what to expect when I first started watching it, and it just, like, completely exceeded all of my expectations. I mean, there was, like, no warning for where it was gonna go, I felt like.
There really wasn't, because... I mean, you know the like, just off the premise, you're just like, oh, this is interesting, but the direction that it goes in,
yeah,
it definitely is one of those things where it's like, it takes a interestingly bizarre premise and then pushes it even weirder.
Yeah,
or exactly. Or just goes to the most extreme places that you can possibly go, which I'm all for, because there have been several indie films that I've watched that kind of do that. There's this one, it's called, like, Little Canaries or something like that,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of similar to, it's kind of similar to Search Party in that regard, where it's, like, this couple, like, try and investigate, they think, like, one of their neighbors was murdered or something, and they decide to investigate it, and then it becomes, like, this whole thing, and it gets all kind, like, 10 kinds of crazy.
That sounds like a Black Mirror episode.
I know, but there was less less technology involved.
Technology, yeah. yeah, no, I think that as far as, like, you know, the landscape of, like, television right now, it's just, like, a lot of shows, for even as progressive as a lot of shows can be, they still follow, like, a formula. Mm-hmm. For the most part, of, like, the genre that they're in, or the, you know, if they're a certain, I don't know, trying to fill a certain niche, right?
Yeah. But
I feel like Search Party just, like, completely does not try to fill any niche. It's just there.
Yeah.
Wild.
I agree. I think it's one of those shows that doesn't try to be anything other than what it is.
Yeah.
It doesn't try to be like, oh, we're just like a weird version of like the, like some weird version of the X-Files or something like that. It's just like, we're just, I don't know why I picked X-Files, but.
It's like, yeah, it's like kind of a thriller. It's definitely a comedy. It's like, I don't know, like a little bit of a drama, a little bit of like a friendship romance.
Yeah, it has a little bit of something for everybody. Oh God, what is that? Sorry, it was like hair in my beard and it's not mine. I don't know where it came from, but
I thought you saw a bug the way you like turned around.
No, that would be really alarming. It's just like, I just found a bug in my beard.
There's a bug in my beard and it's not mine.
It's not mine. Yeah, I just store bugs in my beard.
Yeah, casual. Who doesn't?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Before I forget about this, yeah. I think you definitely have to go watch this thing on Hulu with Aaliyah Shawkat. It's a Vice show, I think it is. It's called Party Favors.
I was like, are you gonna recommend Duck Butter to me?
No, I don't even know what that is, but
it's an indie movie she did.
Oh. Actually, I think I do know what that is, but yeah. No, it's like this show where, like, just I guess like comedians and rappers and musicians and shit talk about like crazy things that happen to them at parties and whatnot. And like the first episode, the first segment is Aaliyah Shawkat. And her thing about her, like, what happened to her at a party is so fucking funny.
Oh, my God.
It's like she goes to this party and she, like, meets this guy. And she's just like, oh, my God, he's so hot. And then, like, I guess, like, hooks up with him. But it's really funny because, like, the guy basically just, like, shuts down the party and tells everyone to leave. And then they, like, hook up or whatever.
Oh, my God.
It's just really funny because they also tell it through animation. Because I love those, that shit, where they, like, talk about, like, oh, this is a weird thing that happened to me, and they tell it through animation. Mm-hmm. But it's so funny. You have to go see it. I don't want to spoil it, so you have to go watch it.
Okay.
I
will.
But we should definitely talk about, like, the other people in Search Party, because I definitely love the best friend, the blonde girl, whose name I always forget.
Oh my God, yeah, she's so funny. Her name is Portia.
Yes, yeah. Love her.
Oh God, she's hysterical. She goes through a wild ride in season two, I feel like. I mean, like, everybody kind of does, but her thing is very interesting, and I can't say that I liked it. Because I didn't like her relationship with that guy.
Oh, I mean, like, when the funny thing about that is, like, when they first introduced it, you felt like it was like you're just waiting for the other shoe to drop, because you're just like, I got a bad it's like that fucking thing, it's like, I got a bad feeling about the scoop.
That's exactly what it was. Yeah, I was like, do not keep
Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
Do not collect $200. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, it was just kind of like one of those things where I was like, I'm not interested in this storyline because I know it's not going to end well, and I'm just not, I don't want to watch it not end well, you know?
Yeah. Totally.
So, yeah, but I love Portia. I love that actress. Everything she's so funny. Like, her delivery of every single thing is so funny.
I think my favorite thing she did was, like, in the first season when she told that story about her dad dying or something. And then, like, the gay friend was all like, wait, is that real? And she was just like, I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Also, he goes through, like, such a weird transformation in the second season. Or he just, like, has a full-on breakdown.
Yeah, but his was, like, his was fun to watch. He that, like, that storyline was so much, so funny.
The one thing I did hate, though, is he was just like, I don't want to, like, I don't want to work. I don't want to, like, do work ever. And I was like,
that
okay.
That was relatable.
Like, yeah, relatable, but at the same time, I was just like, bitch, really?
Yeah, that was very relatable. My cat is being annoying again.
Oh, I was like, what are you looking at?
Every time we do this, he is so content, and then I start talking for like 10 minutes, and he wants to leave. I see you. I'm not going to let you out. I see you.
You're trapped. You're Von trapped.
Yeah, no, I think it was just like, again, just like a wild version of like something normal that would happen.
I agree.
But his, like, oh my god, his whole thing about his book, like, trying to write his book. Like,
where so he was, funny. Like, that was funny, where he was, like, trying to come up with random pages and whatnot.
Yeah.
And didn't he write it on, like, toilet paper or something?
Yeah, he just had it, like, written across a bunch of, like, paper towels.
Relatable. God. I think that was why I was so annoyed. It's like, he was literally getting paid to do something that I would want to get paid to do. And then he was just like, I don't want to work. I'm just like, why are you squandering this opportunity?
I know.
What a millennial thing.
Oh, honestly. It's such a millennial show. Oh my god.
Oh, that is like, true.
Yeah.
I often forget about that.
Just the characters are like, so, like, people you probably knew.
That is true.
Like, yeah.
Except for Aaliyah Shawkat's boyfriend. I didn't, like, when he was first introduced, I was just like, ugh. But, I don't know. I'm like, this is another one of those Chad love yourselves moments, because I definitely got into him at some point, and I was just like, ew, I hate myself.
Oh, no, same, though. I'm gonna have to tack myself onto that one also.
On this segment of Love Yourself.
his droopy face. I just don't like his personality. I think he's like, I think if like that actor were playing another character, I would be way more into him as an actor. But true. I just hate that character so much. He's such a sad sack. I just hate him.
Yeah. He just reminds me of a lot of flop white dudes we went to college with, and I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, it's true. But that's what I'm saying. Like, all the characters feel like people you might have known.
Or do know and avoid.
Yeah, exactly. No, but which is funny because the whole, like, premise is like, oh, remember this girl we went to school with? Like,
oh, that is so true.
Yeah.
I can't wait for that to happen to us one day. I can't wait to literally live out the plot of Search Party.
Oh my god. Except you know I'm gonna be Aaliyah Shawkat. Just like...
Oh, I was gonna say the gay who has the breakdown.
Yeah, probably that.
Like, if I had to guess, I would say that would probably be you, while I would be Porsche.
Yeah, probably.
But, oh, the thing is I wanted to say, what I did want to say was, this is another one of those shows that comes on TBS, and TBS these days has, like, very interesting comedy shows.
I totally forgot it was on TBS. It's so funny, because I think of TBS as, like, reruns of Friends, and, like, playing bad Adam Sandler movies, and then also baseball. But yeah, you're right. They have really been, like, putting out some interesting content.
Yeah, because they have this, they have The Detour, they have that one show about, like, people... It's basically, like, the premise of Lost, but if Lost were a comedy. I think it's called Shipwrecked or something.
Yes, yeah, Shipwrecked. And then I know you wanted to talk about People of Earth, right?
Oh, yes. Good segue.
On TBS, yeah.
Ugh, it took us 22 episodes, but we finally got into natural segues.
I'm good at segues. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. I'm the one who's bad at segues. Or I have, like, the long roundabout way to come into a segue.
Or you're like, speaking of pencils, did you guys know? Like, nope, weren't talking about pencils.
But speaking of pencils, yeah, so People of Earth, which it has since been canceled, which I'm very upset about, because initially they renewed it for a third season, but then afterwards decided to cancel it.
It's about aliens, right?
Yeah, so it's about, like, an alien support group, which is a basically... So the whole premise is just, like, I know, it's, like, a bunch of people who have supposedly been abducted by aliens from this one town, which has a lot of abduction activity, basically. They're basically, like, a lot of people end up getting abducted around this town. But what's interesting is because, you know, people are always just like, oh, those are just a bunch of crackpots. They're all like, I've been abducted by aliens. So that's, like, the whole premise, essentially, is they're trying to, they're all like, no, we were actually abducted by aliens. But the main person who's played by, like, I forget what his name is. Is it Wyatt Cynic?
Yeah.
He's all like, these people are crazy and whatnot, and then he finds out that when he was a kid, he was also abducted by aliens. And he's just like, I actually have been abducted. And then, I mean, it's just very interesting to watch how this story progresses, and I'm very sad that they decided to cancel it, because it was about to get, like, really interesting.
That's so funny that they, like, gave it another season, and then they were like, nah, bye.
Weirdly enough, I feel like this has been happening a lot lately. I've been seeing that where, like, they'll say that they're going to do something and then decide after the fact to be like, no, nah, I'm done. No.
Did that happen with American Vandal?
I'm not sure. I don't know if that is... I don't think that's what happened with American Vandal. I know that's what happened with Luke Cage.
Really?
Yeah. Because basically the reason they canceled Luke Cage is because they're all like, oh, we weren't on the same page with where we wanted to go for the third season. And they were just like, meh, and just axed it.
Oh, okay. I mean, rude, but whatever.
I know. So upsetting.
Racism, but okay.
I call racism. Also, I mean...
I do call racism.
They kind of... It's... kind of the same thing they did with Iron Fist, because Iron Fist was actually starting to get interesting with the way that they ended it for the second season, and then they decided, like, meh.
Maybe the Marvel stuff is just kind of going out. I don't know. People aren't watching it as much. Although Daredevil just got another season.
Did they pick it up for a fourth?
I don't know. I mean, the third season just came out.
Oh, true. I don't know. I'll have to look into that. I haven't watched the season yet. I usually watch it with my mom, so.
I haven't either, but I heard from somebody who didn't like the second season, said that the third season was better, so I was like, okay.
Well, the second season was just, like, a bunch of ninjas, and you're just like, what's going on?
I mean, I know we're going to talk about Marvel at some point, but, I just want to say that I do not support Daredevil and what's her name. But that's okay.
Oh, Elektra?
No, the other girl.
Oh, fucking Karen. That's
Karen.
Her name. Yeah. Karen. They make... Again, we'll get to this when we talk about Marvel, but they make more of an effort with trying to get her with the Punisher, which makes more sense.
Yes, I like them together a lot. Which yeah. I have yet to watch The Punisher, but,
it's anyway. Interesting. Yes. Anyway, I mean, there wasn't much I wanted to say about People of Earth anyway, other than, like, it's funny, it's quirky, it's like a good half-hour sci-fi
yeah.
show, which is, you know, all you can really ask for.
Yeah. No, I should watch it, even though it got canceled.
I mean, I think you would like it, because, I mean, you like offbeat comedies as well, so.
I do, and I love Wyatt Cenac, so.
Yeah. Unfortunately, he isn't in much of the second season, I don't think.
Well, I think he started doing some other stuff.
Yeah, I think it's when he started to go do that HBO show.
Which, again, that's sweet, sweet HBO money.
No one can pass it up.
That's where they all go.
When HBO calls, you cancel all of your plans.
Absolutely. God, it's so true. What was next on our list?
Can we talk about the Bratz movie? Because I have it on this list for no reason.
Yes, we can, yeah, we can.
Because I really want to talk about it, and I know that me and Catherine aren't going to watch it because she's actually seen the Bratz movie. So that's one of those rare movies that she's seen, so we can't, like, tack it onto our list of things.
Oh, you're only doing ones that she hasn't seen?
Yeah, but she hasn't seen, like, a lot of stuff.
Oh, but she's seen the Bratz movie.
Yeah, okay. So this is, like, one of those weird outliers.
All right, Catherine. Look at your life. we can say Catherine's name because she is a fellow, she's a friend of the pod.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. she's part of our umbrella.
The 2 AM family. She's part of them. Yeah. Absolutely.
So what's really funny about the Bratz movie is we watched it together when we were in undergrad.
Yep.
And what's the funniest thing that I always bring up is that when we were watching it on Netflix, and we were watching it through my computer, and literally my computer crashed twice while we were watching it, and it was at the same scene.
Yep.
Which was the clown scene.
Yep.
Which is so funny because that is a horrifying sequence.
I still have nightmares. I 1000% have nightmares.
What's really funny is this is like a kid's movie and they thought that they're like, oh, this will be fun. I'm like, in what world are kids going to be all like, oh, that was funny?
So my thing about the Bratz movie is that I get that it was for kids, but I don't think they tried to make it for kids at all. Like, I think, rather tweens. Like, they were really trying to go for that tween demographic, but I don't think anyone did any research on what tweens actually like. I think they were all just kind of like guessing.
Yeah, they were like, tweens like clothes.
Tweens like school-wide food fights, right?
They like interracial friend groups.
I mean, yeah, those are all the things about being a tween.
True. That was it was just such a bizarre movie, especially because like the first thing you see is like sparkly pink Comic Sans.
Yes, there is pink Comic Sans over black. Which we all remember pink and black as a classic combo, right? Hot pink and black.
Black pink in your area.
Yes. Give me 1 second.
And was it because your cat's, like, cacawing?
Yeah, he is.
Is he gone now?
Yeah, he's gone. Okay. He is free now.
He has been freed of his torment.
Of the prison that is my room. I think, well, the other great thing about the Bratz movie is that I think it, like, encapsulates a lot of the, like, weird shit that was also popular in the mid-2000s.
Oh, true. Well, the 2000s is just, like, a very weird time.
It was just a weird time for fashion, music, all sorts of...
I mean, there was just so much that happened in such a small span of time. Like, in ten,
so
in literally 10 whole years, so much happened.
Yeah, a lot did happen. Honestly, the Bratz movie is an acid trip, and I would 10 out of 10 recommend watching it.
Oh, absolutely. Like, you have to.
You have to.
There's a song sequence for no reason, because back then, all of the teen movies had to have one.
They had to Cheetah Girls.
Yeah.
You know.
With what's-her-face. Chelsea something. I forget what her name is.
Who played the popular girl? Wasn't she, like, an actress.
Which popular girl?
In the Bratz movie.
Well, I mean, like, which one? Like, the one who was the friend who ditched the other one to be a cheerleader?
No, like, the villain.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was saying. Her name's Chelsea something. Like, she was on Disney Channel, but I can't remember her last name.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, we're talking about the same person.
Yeah, she was also on that ABC Family movie, or show, Baby Daddy.
Yes, Chelsea Kane.
I always just remember her as Chelsea, because the lead singer of the Somerset was dating her or something at a small period of time, or was infatuated with her, and he wrote a song about her called Chelsea. And okay. It's funny because the chorus always just goes, Chelsea, tell me you love me. So that's why I call her Chelsea.
Amazing.
See, that's another thing that would go in fun facts.
Except that you, like, just shared it.
True. It's incentive-free to go to the Tumblr of facts.
It's 2am.tumblr.com.
Yeah. Am I ever going to actually get around to doing it? Who knows? I don't even check our email.
Why don't we already have a Tumblr?
I don't know. I was being lazy.
We're such tumbly poos, Chad.
That is true. I mean, I just... I barely keep up with our Twitter.
I think you do a pretty good job.
I try. I really do try.
Yeah. I mean, I am a literal ghost on social media, so...
That is true.
Compared to me, you're doing great.
Well, that's on brand for you, because definitely all of your handles are, like, Grace the Ghost.
Yep. That's
so at me. Least you're on brand.
I am very on brand, always.
Bratz movie. I don't think there's anything else other than that. Like, if you haven't seen it, you should go watch it. If you have seen it, go watch it again and relive the torment.
Cherish the memes.
It took me a long time to get that on DVD.
Oh, that's right.
I didn't want to buy it off of Amazon because, like, the price that it was, I was just like, okay, this is too much for this movie. So I was like, I'm just going to troll thrift stores until I found it. Or find it. And then I did one day. I bought it for, like, $2, which is appropriately priced.
Yep.
And now I own it forever. Yeah. It's in my sleepover section. Like, my little... I call it my girl's sleepover section.
So is sleepover in that section?
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think my favorite part of the Bratz movie is the 2 years later.
Oh, yeah. It's just like 2 whole years later. It's like, it's just why? Like
a dramatic time jump.
And it was so unnecessary. God. I was like, why didn't we just start there?
God. So, we'll segue from the Bratz movie into another movie based on a, well, I was going to say franchise, but not really a franchise. Just more of a movie that pulled from...
No, I would consider it a franchise. They have dolls.
Material.
Like, anything that has dolls, I would consider it a franchise.
But that's not what a franchise is.
I mean, you're probably right, but what...
I don't know why I find that so funny.
Me either.
You're like, anything that has dolls.
Well, what would you call it? I want to say a brand, but that's not right.
Yeah,
Yeah, whatever. They have books and they also have dolls.
A franchise. Anyway, let's talk about the Bleach movie.
Yeah. On Netflix.
Was it Netflix produced? Was it a Netflix?
Yeah, original? So interestingly enough, when
Netflix Japan, I guess.
Yeah, well, they have like a lot of, I think they have like a studio or something over there. Like, Netflix has a lot of, they have their foot a lot of places.
Mm-hmm.
But they definitely have, like, a stronghold in Japan because they have a lot of content coming out of there.
Right. I think we did talk about this before.
Yeah, like, offhandedly.
Yeah.
But I think it was when we were talking about international shows. I think what shocked me the most was when I first started watching it, and it said WB, and I was just like, WB? I was like, Warner Brothers had their hands on this? But it's Warner Brothers.
Really?
Yeah, but it's Warner Brothers Japan, not like
the
American one.
Right.
But I was just
because, what does Warner Brothers even produce anymore?
I mean, they do a lot. They do a lot of stuff, I feel.
Yeah.
It's just, like, a lot of stuff we're not watching.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, they have the Harry Potter movies.
They do. They have their clutches in that, and they're just...
Milking it until it dies. Or until J.K. Rowling dies.
God. She will never. She will. She has horcruxes. and she will continue to ruin your favorite childhood characters forever.
Oh, no. What's really funny is I saw an article the other day. It was saying, like, J.K. Rowling wrote... she was like, oh, I wrote Fantastic Beasts because the Harry Potter fans. And I was just like, finally, I can outwardly blame them for fucking continuing this franchise.
Oh, yeah. Harry Potter fans will never shut up about Harry Potter. It is their curse.
I know. I mean, I'll talk about how I'm a Slytherin until the cows come home, but...
Oh, absolutely.
But it's like, I don't want to talk about the rest of Harry Potter, because... Honestly, why haven't we had an episode where we talk about Harry Potter? Because he's the worst.
I think we did... He's the worst. I think we did at some point say, oh, we were going to do an episode on the movies or something, and then we, like... I was like, what is there to say?
That is true.
No, honestly, like, hand to God, I was the biggest Harry Potter fan back in the day. Like, in, like, elementary, middle school. Oh my God. Totally the biggest Harry Potter fan. And I do say I'm a Slytherin a lot because it's just easier than saying I'm a fucking cunt. Yeah.
I mean, why can't one just outwardly say that?
Well, I do say that also, so that's not even fair. but yeah, Harry Potter needs to die. Anyway, what did you think of the Bleach movie?
So I literally have, like, three notes that I wrote on here.
Because I want to hear your thoughts, because I expected to hate it, and I loved it. I loved it so much.
I'm surprised that you said that, actually.
I loved it so much.
So one, I think the actor who played Ichigo was really cute.
He was super cute, which is, like, I feel like accurate to the character.
I can agree. But what was really weird is they never explained why his hair suddenly went from him having black hair as a child to him having, like, fucking orange hair as, like, a teen.
So, canonically, he's always had orange hair.
Yeah, that's why I was like, I remember distinctively they always talked about how he had, like, orange hair. Like, that was, like, one of his things.
Oh, yeah, you're right, because in the flashback, he didn't.
Yeah, it's literally, like, the first, like, 5 or so minutes of the movie. I'm just like, why is his hair black? That's why I didn't know who the fuck the kid was at the beginning. I was just like, who's this supposed to be? And she's like, Ichigo. And I'm like, that's not Ichigo.
That's really funny. I don't know that I noticed. I maybe, like, noticed it and, like, didn't, like, focus on it. But I think because in my mind, I knew exactly what that scene was when it started. So I was like, oh, okay, that's Ichigo. That's his mom. She's about to die.
I mean, yeah. That's literally what happened. Also, like, another weird thing about this movie was, like, some of the cinematography was, like, really weird. Like, when they... Like, when Ichigo is at home and they, like, they're showing, like, the home life without the mom. And then, mm-hmm. like, the dad was talking to the portrait of the mom. Mm-hmm. What was weird was, like, they, like, showed the portrait, but they, like, stayed on it for too long. I was just like, why am I staring at this photo for, like, 20 seconds?
They did. They really did.
They really wanted you to be like, she's dead. And I'm like, she's yeah, dead. I know. I've been watching.
Yeah, which is funny because they, like, showed her dying in the beginning. And then they showed that other photo that Ichigo has of her, like, 8 more times. And then they go to her grave. So I'm like, I feel like we get it.
You're, like, really hammering home the point that she's dead. It's like, I know. I get it. I know what dead parents are.
I know. Every anime protagonist has them.
Yes.
It's a prerequisite.
That along with one sibling.
Yes, which I think we talked about this before. Ichigo is the exception to that.
Yeah, where he has 2 sisters.
I thought it was interesting that they... God, I have so many thoughts. That they aged down the sisters.
I know, that was weird. Yeah, I was like, how old are they supposed to be?
They're like 7. And in the original, they're like 13? I feel like they're not that much younger than him.
Are they supposed to be twins?
Yes, they are supposed to be twins, but they're fraternal twins. So like...
Oh, they okay.
They look different, but they're twins.
Okay, that makes sense. Because literally what I was thinking is I was like... When the fuck did she have time to pop out these kids before she died? Because they looked so young. I was just like, how?
Yeah.
But I did like the actresses who played the little girls. I thought they were really good.
Oh, yeah. No, they were really. I mean,
which
honestly,
is...
I thought everybody did what?
I was going to say, I think they were probably, like, the best actors in the whole thing.
I think everybody did a pretty good job.
Well, I have, like, an issue with Japanese acting sometimes. Well, I'm not going to say Japanese acting. I will say, like, acting in, like, Asian things sometimes because they act, like, so over the top. They, like, go so over the top with their acting sometimes. I'm just like, why are you doing this?
Yeah, I mean, have you seen an anime?
Yeah, but, I mean, like, if you're doing, like... If you're translating it into live action, you don't have to be as over the top as the fucking anime. You don't have to act like the, like, literally the anime.
I don't know. Oh, yeah, that's interesting. It's an interesting, I didn't, like, put, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't, like, think of it in that perspective, I guess.
That was one of my things. Also, the pacing.
Like, I feel like whenever I watch live action stuff that's been translated from anime, it's always just... They are directly translating the emotions of anime, which is, like, extreme highs and extreme lows.
Yeah. It only works in animated format, honestly, if you're gonna do that.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, yeah. Look.
Look. Look here.
Look. I wasn't going into this movie expecting, like... The fucking Godfather, okay? I just wanted to see a direct translation of the Bleach plot with real people, and I got that.
I mean, I will say that that is something that they did.
So, the first, like, 10 or so minutes, 10 to 15 minutes maybe, are, like, shot for shot the, like... first couple of chapters of the manga.
Yeah, which I got that. What was weird was, like, after a certain point, I realized that they were taking a detraction from the, like, from the actual manga.
So, and, like, the thing was, like, I knew they were gonna do that, and I was, like, okay with it, because the way that the manga goes, there are, like, so many random things that happen before,
the Soul Society arc?
Yes. Like, before, I couldn't remember Rukia's brother's name.
Oh, Bakugo?
It's not Bakugo.
I swear it is.
It's not. That's another guy.
Is it?
That's somebody else from something else.
I don't know. Whatever.
It's Byakuya.
Okay.
But anyway, him and Renji Bakugo and Ranjik. Before they show up, there's like so many random things that happen. Like there's a bunch of random plots that happen at the school, and there's like a random plot with Chad, and like I don't know, like Orihime getting random powers. So there's just like a lot of things that happen.
Oh, true.
And I was like, you know, they can't, they're not about to like do all of that. So I figured they had to like speed it up a little bit.
Which did they? Because I felt like the pacing of this movie was like weirdly slow but fast at the same time. Like I can just like hear your door in your room. It's just like
I really hope the audio picked that up. My mom says hi, everyone.
It sounds like a barn door, like a barn door or something.
Yeah, I live in a barn. You know this.
Pioneer girl.
It's me with my two beagles. So yeah, and they didn't necessarily quote-unquote speed it up. They just kind of were like, okay, none of that happens, there's a training montage, now they're here.
Okay, that training montage drove me insane, because it took like that training, his training took too long within the movie. Like, they could have condensed it. They did, like, 15 fucking training montages, and I'm like, okay, look, I get it. Like, he has to train to become better, but after a while, I'm like, I get, like, I understand it. Like, you don't have to continuously show it to me multiple times.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny, in the original, he doesn't fight Renji or Byakuya till like way later.
I know, that was what was really weird to me.
Yeah, like way after all that. But you know, like how else were they gonna conclude the movie? Like, what, he just wasn't gonna fight them? Like,
I don't know.
Although they had time for Ishida's Quincy plot.
True. All right, that's another thing that bothered me. His, like, fucking Quincy bow thing, I'm like, that's not accurate, because he doesn't get that bow until, like, way later in the series.
No, you're wrong. He always had that.
No.
He always had that.
Okay, I literally went on the Bleach Wiki and was looking up, like, Quincy's one time, and I remember distinctively, like, that specific bow, like, the way it looks.
You mean, like, that specific weapon.
Yeah. Like, the original bow that he had in the very beginning was made of energy, because that's the lowest form of the Quincy bow that they have.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh, I thought you meant he didn't have Quincy powers.
And No. He did, but, like, yeah. It was, like, an energy bow. And then later on in the series, when he, like, basically levels up, he gets, like, a physical bow, and it's, like, really ornate and shit, because it's supposed to be, like, a high-level Quincy ability or something.
Right.
To turn energy into a physical weapon.
Yeah.
But, yeah. This is all just technical animation. But that was another thing that bothered me, because it was funny how they, like, were trying to condense his arc when he reveals that he's a Quincy, because I'm like, he definitely doesn't... I don't remember him doing that before he even went to... like, Ichigo went to Soul Society.
He does. So that, that one scene where he, like, sets off, like, a bomb or whatever, and then, like, a bunch of hollows start to show up, that is from the original. There's, like, a whole arc where, like, the Grand Fisher is, like, basically, like, Ishida, like, exacerbates the hollows, and then the Grand Fisher shows up because of that. And Ichigo and Ruki are like, what the fuck? What's happening? It's just, like, Ishida, like, fucking with everything.
I do remember that now, because I remember, like, I remember when I originally watched that, I was just like, what the fuck is wrong with you, man?
I hate him. I don't like him till way later in the series. He gets better, but in the first, like, couple of whatever. He's such a fucking dick. He's just a fucking dick for no reason.
Do you know what's really funny is, like, with this live version of this, I liked Orihime better than I did ever in the anime. Because they made her seem like an actual person. Because in the anime, she's just, like, this big boob bitch. She's just like, I love you, Ichigo. She's basically like an idiot.
I wish everyone listening could have seen your face when you did that. Because that was something else. I mean, Orihime is one of my least favorite characters of all time. but I have since, like, yeah. I don't hate her as much as I used to, and I did like her in the movie. I didn't.
Well, they made her seem like an actual person in the movie.
Yeah, she was really toned down, because she is so annoying in the original. She really just whines for, like, books and books and books. Really just whines and whines.
And then in the anime, it's really just, like, a whole 500 episodes.
Yeah.
Because I think Bleach is, like, 800 or something episodes. And for almost, like, 80 to 85% of that, Orihime is just pathetic.
It's just whining. I mean, like, my main issue with her character is, like, she gets powers. Does she use them? Does she grow? Does she learn? No. She stays the same dumb bitch for so long.
While everyone else changes.
And then they have the audacity to get fucking married at the end.
Ugh.
Like, get out of my face with that.
That just, like, upsets me so much.
It upsets me so much.
Anyway.
It upsets me equally as much as Rukia getting married to Renji, allegedly.
Ugh.
Which is just,
I didn't,
like,
even know that, and I'm so upset by that. Like, they have, like, zero romantic chemistry. They were literally, they grew up together. That is the only thing.
Oh my god, I can't.
Anyway, let's talk about Rukia in the movie, because I know that's really what you want to talk about.
Well, I loved her.
I actually really liked her. I thought
she was so good.
Yeah, the way that they did her story was, like, so good. Especially since, honestly, it was basically, like, Rukia's story the whole movie. Like, there was,
which it is, because she's, like, none of Bleach happens without her, and she's
true.
Just, like, yeah. She's, like, the catalyst for everything.
That's why I think it's so interesting the way that they did the movie, because I'm like, there were some things that they changed, and I'm like, well, if you were gonna make changes like that, why didn't you just, like, change it so that you could have, like, you could have used the initial framework of the series, like, the first couple of chapters, like, the beginning of the movie works fine, but, like, there was so much that I'm like, y'all could have just changed that instead. And I was like, they didn't go to Soul Society because I'm like, I guess it was because, like, you know, budgetary concerns. But I'm like, they had that huge sequence at the end where they fucked up that town. So I'm just like, once I got there, I was just like, you know what? You guys could have done that, but you didn't. You just decided not to for no reason.
Yeah, I would have loved if they went to Soul Society.
Hopefully they do a second movie.
Yeah, that would be very cool. Although it takes, oh my god, it takes them forever to get to Rukia. Once they get into Soul Society, it is like 10 million chapters of just, like, fucking around, and then they get to Rukia.
Yeah, the Soul Society arc was just very, 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 very long.
And she is just suffering in a jail cell.
Yeah, they don't get to her until, like, when she's about to get executed, right?
Literally, they just, like, every so often, like, cut back to her, and they're like, she's still in jail.
In case you were wondering, she's still in jail.
Oh, God. My one issue, I think, with both Rukia's character and the movie as a whole. They really cut out a lot of the humor. Like, in the, like, Rukia's character is so funny. She has, like, so many, like, great comedic scenes. Because, like, Ichigo is, like, a very straightforward character.
Yeah,
like,
he's...
Yeah, he just is like, here's my mission, I'm on it, I'm doing it. And Rukia's character actually gets to play a lot of the comedic parts, like, in scenes with both of them. Just because of, like, how weird she is, because she's, like, from another time, essentially. Yeah. And they, like, I don't know, they, like, really cut that out.
I know. For a lot. Like, I noticed that, too. They went very serious with this movie.
Yeah, they cut out a lot of, there's a lot of, like, and I noticed it because there's, like, literal scenes that they're translating from the from the original, either from the manga or the anime, but they just, like, cut the joke out of it. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that was weird to me. Also, when they brought in Rinji, I'm just like, Rinji is a lot funnier than the way that they played him off. He was just like, they basically made him into, like, a gangster character.
When Renji first shows up, he's very serious. And then once the whole thing with Rukia's execution gets solved, he becomes a very comedic character. But when he first shows up, he is like, I hate Renji. He's the worst.
Do you know what drove me crazy while I was watching this movie? The actor they cast to play Renji literally looks like Margaret Cho to me. He literally looks like Margaret Cho. So all I was imagining, I'm just like, why is Margaret Cho out here trying to beat up Ichigo?
I really was thinking the whole time that he looked like a woman.
He does! He does!
Did they put eyeliner on him? He was very feminine looking. And so was Byakuya. I felt like was also very feminine looking.
Well, Byakuya always kind of came off that way in the anime anyway. He was very much like...
He's a lesbian. Yeah.
Basically. Like, he's basically like the human embodiment of like a hair flip. Because that's like almost every scene he's in. He's just like... blah, 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 do whatever I say. Hair flip.
Basically. Shot for shot remake of Bleach, except he does a hair flip every time he has a line.
Shot for shot remake, except for Byakuya is played by Regina George.
Not Rachel McAdams, but Regina George.
Amazing.
Show.
It was just really funny how they, like, condensed the exposition in that movie.
What do you mean?
Like, when they did the whole thing with the Quincy's, where he's just like, I'm a Quincy. I'm here to prove that Quincy's are just as good as Soul Reapers. And I was just like, whoa, wow, they really condensed his exposition into literally a sentence. It was just like...
I was not paying attention at that point.
Oh, I was. I was paying a lot of attention in this movie for some reason, because I was like, so much of it, I was just like, I swear this is not how it happens. This is not.
A lot of it wasn't.
Also, like, that
some of it was directly from it.
Also, no, that burger place they went to was really funny.
What?
That burger place they went to, I think it was called like Rob's Burgers or something.
Yes. Oh my god.
And I was just like, this is clearly a Burger King.
Yeah, it was like Rob's Burger Place or something.
Oh, and it just...
Oh, that was funny.
I know, I was like, why did you choose this to be the one funny thing that you decided to put in here?
And then they had, that one side character who was like, who would just like come over and be like, did you guys hear? Blah, blah, blah. Ichigo died.
Oh. I always hated his character in the original anime because he was, like, the best friend or Ichigo's best friend or whatever.
He wasn't, though. That was the funny part. He was just literally, I feel like he was just that friend that, like, felt like he was friends with all of them. Like, wasn't. He was just there. He was so annoying.
I know a lot of people like that.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. Close them out.
Anyway.
Basically, every time Rukia was on screen, I was paying attention intently. And then every time she wasn't, I was just kind of like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Well, if they decide to do a sequel with this, which I hope they do, I hope they don't make it as stilted as this one was.
Yeah. Honestly, I think I loved it because it just was like a little bit of the, or it took enough of the original for me. Like, it wasn't, they weren't trying to do like a take on it. They weren't trying to like reboot it. They just like, they took enough of the original, and then they peppered in some little extra stuff. It was like, and they condensed it, and it was like, fine, whatever.
At least in this version, they actually played on the fact that Rukia and Ichigo have romantic chemistry.
Yes. They very much did.
Which I hope they do 3 movies, and in the end, he marries Orihime for no reason. That would be so funny. It would just be like, why, what?
They don't exchange a line of dialogue.
I think the only line is, like, when Orihime saw him and Rukia training, or saw Ichigo and Rukia training by that tree, and she's just like, what are you doing?
Oh, yeah. Which is also, like, from canon. Basically, the entirety of the plot where Rukia is at the school, everyone thinks they're dating. The entire time. Everyone's like, Ichigo, it's great that you found a girlfriend. And he's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
It's like, him and the new girl are dating. It's just like, just because we're hanging out? I mean, that's what isn't that exactly how high school is?
Just because we're tackling each other outside the school doesn't mean we're dating.
Just because you saw us making out does not mean we're...
I feel like that is the epitome of Ichigo and Rukia. They're just like, just because you saw us making out behind a tree yesterday does not mean we're dating.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. Anyway, what else did we have to talk about?
I don't know. I could talk about Bleach for 4 more hours.
I mean, we definitely were talking about it for a while. But there was a lot to unpack in that movie. For it to have been only 1 hour and 40 minutes, there was a lot to unpack.
Yeah.
Especially at one point, because I was just like, is this fucking movie over yet?
I also found myself checking the time. I was like, guys?
You could have cut out a... Yeah, do you know where they could have cut out that 20 minutes? Ichigo's fucking training sequence.
Training montage.
That was like a full 10 minutes of the movie.
But it was really important that we see how he sliced all those bottles, Chad.
Ugh, anyway, let's talk about... let's talk about 10 Younger.
10 more minutes of Latino Chad.
Which, also that, they never brought that up.
I love him. He's great. Anyway, let's talk about what? Let's
talk about Younger.
Oh my god, Younger. It's funny that we've never talked about Younger.
I know. So this is going to be another, like, 30 minutes, because I'm definitely going to talk about how I don't understand how anyone in that whole series is all like, she's 26. I'm like, bitch, are you a blind?
Oh my god. What's her name? Sutton Foster.
Which, I mean, I love the actress.
It's so hot.
Yes, she's pretty, but I would never in a million years believe that she was 26. If she were to walk up to me and be like, I'm 26, I'd be like, you need to see a dermatologist today.
I feel like she is what people in their mid-20s looked like to us when we were, like, 12. You know what I mean? Like, when you think about when you were, like, in your, like, early teens and you thought about what people in their mid-20s looked like, you were actually picturing people in their mid-30s.
Well, I would say actually, I was thinking of people like the cast of Dawson's Creek.
Right. Who were in their mid-30s, Chad.
No, they were in their 20s when they were teenagers.
Right.
Because they're definitely in their 40s now.
It is a little bit of a stretch.
A little bit, Grace.
All right. I feel like it's mostly the way that she dresses herself. Like, when she goes through that transformation in, like, the first episode where she, like, starts wearing, like, faux fur vests.
I was gonna say, she definitely... I feel like she was dressing, like... I was gonna say, like, she was in the 90s, which was probably when she was in her 20s. So she was still in that mindset, which was like, how should I dress in my 20s? It's like, well, not like this. You're going to an office, not to, like, someone's basement party.
Someone's basement party. When you're in your 20s, every day is someone's basement party. And that's the real moral of the story.
No, that's the that's Hillary Duff's best friend.
What?
The Hillary Duff's best friend in the show.
Her best friend?
Yeah. The one girl who's, like, always... She was, like, a PR person or something.
Oh, her other friend. Who's
yeah.
Like, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, my favorite has to be Liza's best friend. What's that actress's name? She's so funny.
Oh. Well, shit, I don't remember her name. But, yeah, she's been in tons of stuff.
Yeah, she's great in everything she's in. And I adore her. In Younger as the quirky lesbian best friend.
I was gonna say the best lesbian character ever.
I love that they, like, occasionally give her, like, little lesbian plot lines on the side. They're like, one lady she's dating has a mustache. How will she deal with it?
Honestly, I feel like that's just lesbian antics. That's literally just, like, what it's like to be a lesbian. Dealing with that kind of nonsense.
Chad and lesbians.
No, I feel like that is what they do. I feel like any time I hear, like, lesbians tell me stories or something, it's always, like, really... It's always, like, the craziest shit. It's like, oh, I had to deal with this. Like, I was dating this girl for, like, 2 days, and then she moved in with her, like, 7 dogs. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
And then her mom died, and then she brought the corpse home. I'm like, what?
Anyway, we're getting married next weekend, and...
That's so funny.
Yeah, no, that actress is great. Also, I love... I think my other favorite thing is Liza's daughter, who, like, doesn't exist.
Oh, yeah, the one who just, like, pops in and out. Well, because she went to, like, fucking India.
Every so often, they're just like, hey, remember that she has a daughter?
Well, yeah, but in the beginning of the series, they did a really good job of writing her off, basically, because she just goes to fucking India.
Yeah, but then doesn't she come back at some point?
It's, like, around, like, season 2 or 3 or something like that.
They, like, brought her back for, like, drama value for, like, the first episode of the season or whatever, and then they were just like, and now she's going somewhere else, bye.
Yeah, they basically brought her back just to, like, tease the fact of her still hiding that secret, and they're like,
yeah,
and she pops in, she's just like, mom, and they're like, mom.
Yeah, she's like, Liza's like seeing that Indian guy or whatever.
Oh yeah,
that actor who's also in a lot of random stuff.
Yeah,
he's like, did he, like, find out? I forget if he actually...
I don't even know. I think he did. I think that was around, like, that was one of the plot points in season 4, I want to say.
I don't think I've caught up. Was season 3 the one where they ended with Josh getting married?
Actually, I think that might be season 4.
That was season 4?
I think so.
That was definitely the last episode that I saw where...
Which was... That was one of the most annoying plot points.
Oh, my God. Josh is...
Okay, worked. Let's just talk about Josh v... What's the other dude?
Charles.
Yes, Charles. My husband.
I mean, like, obviously Charles is way better. Like,
yes. He's tall. End of list. Oh, no. End of list.
End of list.
No, he's just, like, really handsome. He's, like, he's literally, like, he's what I think they were going for when they, with Big in Sex and the City. See, now, if Big looked like that, then I would have been like, oh, I get it, I get it. I get why Carrie is, like, dickmatized. But he didn't, and I, God. We'll have to talk about Sex and the City another time, because I fucking hate Big.
I was just gonna say, we've never talked about Sex and the City.
I still haven't watched it. I'm still in the middle of season 3, because, like, when she cheated on Aiden with Big, I got so mad that I stopped watching.
Oh, boy.
I was just so pissed off.
Oh, my God. You're like me with Weeds when she's dating that fucking Mexican senator or whatever.
I think he was a mayor.
Whatever. He was the worst.
Well, right. He was. But anyway, Charles v. Josh. I understood the character of Josh and what they were going for with putting them together, but... I hated their relationship because I was just like,
yep.
You're not, like, you're literally just in two different places. Like,
yep.
Like, you're, one of you is in fucking Delaware while the other one is in fucking, like, Forks, Washington. On completely separate pages, in different chapters, in different books.
I would say Delaware. Delaware and Forks, Washington probably aren't that different. I feel like they're both insanely depressing, so.
Yeah, but they're on opposite sides of the country.
I wouldn't want to live in either, but, you're entirely right. I got what they were going for. Obviously, his role was, like, the, like, encapsulation of, like, her pretending to be young. And then I just never bought her really falling in love with him, you know, like, besides the fact that, I don't know, I felt like every time, it, like, she would just be like, but he's fun, we have fun. I'm like, that is not a reason
to be in a relationship.
Marry someone.
Exactly.
I'm like, that is a reason you have, like, a booty call, like,
exactly.
It's fun.
No, that's the reason you date someone in your 20s. You're just like, well, I'm just having fun.
Well, I love to have fun. Yeah, which, like, obviously their relationship eventually had to end because she's not actually in her 20s. So,
yeah.
Also, isn't he, like, 20, supposed to be, like, 24 or something?
Yeah. He's, like...
He's supposed to be younger than she's pretending to be, like...
Yeah, which is literally worse. Because it's like, sis, come on.
Look, I have nothing against a May-December romance where the woman is the December, but I just didn't buy it. Just never... And I just didn't like him, so...
True. I was always rooting for Charles because...
Oh, 100%.
I mean, they were just way... They were just way more compatible.
Yeah.
And in the end, they were always just on this... They just seemed to be way more on the same page of, like, where they were in their lives, what they needed, what they wanted, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Didn't Josh and Liza, like, finally break up because he wanted kids? Like, wasn't that, like...
She broke up with him because she knew he wanted kids.
Yeah.
And she was just like... He was like, oh, I don't care. And she was just like, today no. You don't care. But you're going to grow to resent me, which is, like... I feel like that's, like, a plot point I've seen a couple of times in things where it's, like, an older woman is dating, like, a younger dude, and he's like, oh, I want kids. And she's just like, I don't want to have any more kids. I already have kids.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, if I were in the same situation, I would have been like, deuces, because I'm not doing this again.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they, like, I feel like with them setting up, like, the way that they set up Liza and Charles, like, there was just no contest from the beginning. Like, no matter how, like, adorable Josh was in the background, like, there was just no...
There was no contest to me.
Yeah, there was just...
It's like, how are you supposed to compete?
Liza and Charles were, like, obviously, like, meant for each other. Like, there was... Yeah. I don't know. Even when they, like, brought in his whole ex-wife and whatever that plot line was.
Yeah, that was annoying.
It's funny because I'll watch Younger and I forget that it's, like, isn't it a Lifetime? Not Lifetime.
It was TV Land, but I think now it's on Paramount Network.
Oh, okay. I forget it's, like, a soapy, it's a little bit soapy.
Yeah.
You know, like, because it, like, it's pretty quality for, like, what it is. And it's got a lot going for it, and it's funny, and it's, like, you know, but I forget the, like, soapiness of it every time I watch it. And then, like, something dumb happens, and I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, it's not, like, super soapy, so I think that's why. No. I think that's why it's because it is soapy, but it's not, like, traditional soap.
Exactly. But it definitely markets itself as a drama.
Yeah. Agreed.
But it's way less dramatic than it actually appears to be, which I feel like is why a lot of people don't watch it, because the way that they market it is, like...
Soapy and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to, like, think of a show that it, like, to compare it to, that they think that they're... they think that they're trying to market it, but,
I don't even know, honestly, because, like... I mean, the show has gotten very, very good reviews.
It has.
So, if people aren't watching it, it's probably more or less because they don't know it exists.
That too. It is, like, pretty underrated.
Yeah, it's like how people don't know Schitt's Creek exists.
Ugh. Everyone should know Schitt's Creek exists.
Yeah. Still waiting on my Patrick. Wherever he may be.
Speaking of Schitt's Creek, the girl who plays Stevie just got engaged, and I did not know she was dating Teddy Geiger.
Oh, really?
Who is trans.
Yeah. No, what's really funny about Teddy Geiger and being trans is that was just like, when I saw a recent picture of Teddy Geiger, I was just like, sis looks almost exactly the same. I'm like, I think the only thing is your face is like a teensy bit softer, but I'm like, you almost look exactly the same.
Yeah. No, I think she was always just very feminine looking.
Oh, yeah. She was always...
So she's just like enhancing.
Yeah, because like before when she came out as trans.
Yeah.
Way back. When she initially released her for, like, I remember when that fucking song came on and it was on fucking MTV. I was just like, sis is a very pretty man.
I mean, I definitely thought she was a gay man back in the day.
Oh, I did too, but.
Yeah.
Lo and behold, we were all wrong.
But no, she's engaged to that actress.
I mean, good for her. That's just so random. I'm like.
Good for both of them. I know it's such a random celebrity pairing.
I didn't know who you were going to say that she was engaged to. I thought you were going to say something, like, really out there, like, she's engaged to James Vanderbeek. To which I would have been like, how the hell did they even meet?
So funny. Well, it was really, I hadn't looked up anything about her personal life, but, like, watching the show, I'm like, that's a lesbian, right? That is, like, we all know that that's a lesbian, and I guess she is in real life, so yay.
I was gonna say, she definitely comes off as that in the show.
Yeah, she emits very strong gay vibes. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, Young Girl.
What were we talking about? We just get really off topic, that's all.
It's fine. I had to, I had to talk about Teddy Geiger. I'm just really happy for her. glad she's not emo anymore.
Glad she's not emo anymore. Good for her.
Good for her.
Getting through those emo times.
Younger is definitely one of those like easy watches. Like there's nothing, no brain power required, you know. You're there for Hilary Duff. And that's it.
Basically.
I love her, and I love that she is still in our lives.
Me too. I'm glad that she's on that show, because for a while I was just like, where is Hilary Duff?
I know. She looks so good. Like, she looks so good.
Oh, yeah. Out of, like, all of those Disney people, she came out the most unscathed.
How old is she? Is she 30?
Yeah, she's definitely in her 30s, because, like... I forget if she has, like, a son. I think she has a son? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, her son is, like 7 or 8 or something like that. I don't know.
Okay. Wow, really?
Yeah. I mean, she's that been, old? Like, she's been, like, married and divorced. Mm. I want to say she got remarried or something. I don't know.
Wasn't she married to a hockey player?
Yes. Mm. Which, I mean, if you're gonna marry a sports person, hockey feels like where you maybe want to be.
Yeah,
they've got those. They've got those beefy muscle. They've got those beefy muscle bodies.
I don't know. Hockey players are not. Whatever. I wouldn't like. I wouldn't be like, hockey player. Like,
I mean, I'm not into hockey, but.
No, I also remember the girl from Life with Derek married a hockey player, and I was like, that is very Canada.
Yeah, I was about to say, isn't she from Canada, though?
That's the most Canadian thing to ever happen.
Other than, you know, being on Degrassi.
They probably all married hockey players, too. Look some of them up. I'm sure that they all married hockey players.
My favorite thing is that
Liberty... You have to do that right now.
What?
What were you doing?
I was putting in my septa.
I didn't know what you were doing.
What do you think I was doing? Giving myself a lobotomy?
Yeah, I don't know. Reaching into your nose.
Well, sorry if that was jarring for you.
It was.
No, one of my favorite things about Degrassi is that the actress who played Liberty, she's like a graphic designer now.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's really funny.
I don't even know how I know that. This is one of those things that I found out, and then it's just always stuck in my mind.
Let's do a Degrassi Where Are They Now?
Oh, we can put that in our Canadian teen shows. Well, I say that as if we have any more episodes to do.
Yeah. There's no more.
Yeah.
You know, we have all these good ideas, but unfortunately, we will no longer be carrying on after.
That is true.
After today, so. Well, what's next on our list?
Well, that's kind of the end of our list now. So I guess we should just like wrap up and say our sad goodbyes.
So that's really it. This is really it, guys.
This is the end.
This is the final
countdown. This is the final countdown. Oh, sorry. That's like my ringtone.
Chad, what is that?
That's my ringtone. Hold on, I have to answer this.
Ringtone.
Hey guys, it's me, your boss.
Oh. Hey, boss.
Is that the... Oh, hey. Hey, buddy.
How are things?
What's up?
I called because, I got, like, one phone call that said they wanted you guys to stay on the air, so I guess we'll keep going with this, see what happens.
Oh, okay. So, we're not canceled?
Wait.
I guess... I don't think...
let's see. Let's just renew you for another season and we'll see how things go.
Oh, okay.
Also, I wanted to know, who's that other girl that you have on your podcast?
Are you talking about Catherine?
Yeah, her. She's funny. I like her.
Okay.
Oh, wow. All right. Excuse us.
Oh, anyway, gotta go. Got too many things to do. Deuces.
Okay.
Wow.
So, to
sum up, because I couldn't really understand what he was saying, because he has that, you know, hell accent.
Yeah. That hell German accent.
Yeah, it's a little bit German. He got a phone call, and he's going to keep us on the air. Is that what he's saying?
Yeah.
Wow.
Also, I think he upset my dog because he's just, like, barking.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Mm. Well, dogs can sense evil.
Yeah.
As we all know. Not that our boss is evil. He's actually a really nice guy.
He just happens to be a demon.
He just happens to be from hell and also wants to cancel us for no reason sometimes.
I guess he decided not to do this time.
Wow, that's really, really great. Well, thank you to whoever made that phone call. We really appreciate it. I guess you want to remain anonymous, but...
If you would like to not be anonymous, I'm not going
to...
I probably won't respond.
Tweet at us.
Yes, tweet at us. Send us an itemized list on vis-a-vis email.
Wow, what if it was another demon from, you know, The Office?
That would be great. I would like to know who they are.
I would like to know our listenership of demon percentage. I would like the numbers on that.
It's definitely not in our analytics. Unless it's actually it might be under unknown, because we do have quite a bit of listeners from unknown. I don't know. So I guess it's hell.
Yeah, as we all know, hell doesn't show up on the
doesn't have an area code.
No, that's true. It does not have an IP address. Everyone has a VPN down there. It comes free. It's a free subscription. When you enter hell, you get a free VPN. I don't know what I'm talking about anymore. This is great. We're not canceled.
I know. It's so great. So I guess we'll be back.
I guess we'll be back to just fucking talk more bullshit about dumb shit. Wow. Well, this is great. We have to go plan season 2, like, right now.
Yeah, because I definitely have not been doing that.
Yeah, I mean, we've got, like I said, we've got so many ideas on the board.
Yes.
On the,
top of the list, Canadian teen shows.
Canadian teen shows. You have to watch Flight 29 Down.
I have a lot of Canadian things to watch.
Just resigned to the life.
Yeah. I guess this is it. We'll say goodbye for now, but we'll be back.
Yeah. Wow. Tune in again, you guys. This is so exciting.
Yes.
So we have so much ahead of us.
We do. As always, thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening, guys. And tune in for season 2.
Yep. Coming back at ya.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye.